Uncle Finbar closed his eyes, gave out a mighty roar. He grabbed his chest, gasped for breath, fell dead on the floor. And when the final will was read, the family was alarmed. For Uncle Finbar left me his house and farm of land. I was never into farming much, to the soil I don't belong. I much prefer the public house, the women, wine and song. That's why the neighbours point at me and say behind their hands, "He hasn't, there goes Mad Timmy, he's your man who drank the farm." And first I drank the bottom field, and then I drank the bog, and 40 little black-faced yours and Shep the collie dog, the cattle in the byre, and the bonnets and the sow. I'm finished with the harrow now, I'm starting on the plough. Well, Hector was the bantam cock, he was the first to go. For long before the break of dawn, he'd stick up his beak and he'd crow. A neighbour woman up the road admired him in the yard. So £2.50 later, the bowl Hector got his cards. Then the hens got agitated when bowl Hector went away. Their beady eyes suggested their suspicions of foul play. I looked up the yellow pages, a pheasant plucker said he'd buy. That night in Beatty Mulligan's boys, we made the feathers fly. Then a couple of friends invited me to a soccer match in Spain. A load of bullocks later, I boarded on the plane. I must have took the wrong way home, for I ended up in Greece. But I found that bed and breakfast cost me cutlass, chops and fleece. At first I drank the bottom field, and then I drank the bog. And 40 little black-faced yours and Shep the collie dog. The cattle in the byre, and the bonnets and the sow. I'm finished with the harrow now, I'm starting on the plough. Mind you, sheep are awful awkward yokes for when they choose to graze. They always pick the highest point of mountains, hills and braes. When I heard that the All-Ireland was being held in Ballina, without the slightest hesitation, I flogged the flock to Fundafla. Now the bank are getting serious, they say they'll take no more. They started pinning statements with sharp daggers to my door. They say they'll bring the bailiff round if they come round again. So it looks as if I'm facing ruination once again.
Ruination once again. Ruination once again. Without another load of bullocks, it's ruination once again.
No, things are getting desperate, cause there's nothing left to sell. But I heard me Uncle Mikey, he's not feeling quite too well. I think I'll call to see him with strong drink to ease his pain. If Lady Luck shines down on me, I'm in business once again. Pause. First I'll drink his bottom field, and then I'll drink his bog. And his 40 little black-faced yours and his hairy little dog. And his cattle in the byre, and his bonnets and his sow. For I will and I must get blasted, for the humour is on me now.
Yeah.
That's the chaos! The chaos is outside!